It's Annie Humphrey off her CD Edge of America, and that is the name of the song.
Yeah, it's an interesting title for our conversation that's coming up next, Edge of America, where rural areas where people can get defined as one thing, and it's actually a very diverse segment of population like anywhere else in the world. It's time for an Area Voices conversation where we tell the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The arts make an impact on the personality, economy, and culture of a community or region. They make a big difference in rural areas. We know it, and Springboard for the Arts knows it too. Springboard for the Arts is bringing the biennial Rural Arts and Culture Summit to Grand Rapids October 3rd through the 5th. And we're going to talk in just a moment with Michelle Anderson. She's the Rural Program Director for Springboard for the Arts. They are a community and economic development organization for artists based in St. Paul and Fergus Falls. And Michelle Anderson joins us now. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So you have a, let's talk a little bit about your background. You have personally have an interest in the arts. Is that right?
I do. I've been an artist my entire life. I'm a musician. I play piano and I compose, and I'm also a writer.
Okay. So why, let's talk about this Rural Arts Summit, and let's just start first before we hear what it's all about. Why did you choose Grand Rapids?
Yeah, so the Rural Arts and Culture Summit is moving to a new community for the first time. We've always had it in Morris, Minnesota, since we started organizing it. And we decided it was time to move it to a new part of the state to kind of see what the conversations would be like in a new environment, in a new social context. So we started a conversation with Drew Digby at the Arrowhead Arts Council, knowing that we were kind of interested in hosting it somewhere in northeast Minnesota, and he really didn't hesitate to recommend Grand Rapids as a host community, partly because all the partners that we need to make this event successful are there, like the Rife Center and McRosty and several others.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Springboard for the Arts really is?
What we really are.
What you are. Excuse me.
Yeah, we our programs are really robust, so it's a really good question. We our work kind of falls in two different buckets. So one is supporting individual artists and helping them figure out how to make a living and a life. And some of that work looks like professional development workshops that help artists do business planning. We have legal resources to help them navigate some of the copyright and contract issues they might be facing. And a lot of other things just kind of on the individual entrepreneurial side. And then the other kind of half of our work is in involving artists in community and economic development challenges and opportunities. So we really believe that artists need to be included in planning and in dreaming what's possible for our communities. And that's really, the Rural Arts and Culture Summit really falls at the intersection of both of those areas of work, because a lot of the content is really acknowledging what individual artists in rural communities need and how their ability, to make a living is maybe just a different, unique approach than if you live in a metro area. But then we also have a lot of examples of artists working across sectors. So there's sessions about artists working in affordable housing and in equity and supporting immigrant populations. And so the Rural Arts and Culture Summit really embodies everything that Springboard does.
It's Michelle Anderson. She's the Rural Program Director for Springboard for the Arts. She's launched nationally recognized programs that are, like she just said, the intersection of the arts, historic preservation, health, and economic development. Let's talk about economy and arts, especially in rural areas. What effect the arts have on an economy? It's a big question, I know.
It is a big question, and there's a lot of ways you can look at it. So here in Minnesota, the Minnesota Citizens for the Arts has done an amazing job doing very, very deep studies about the economic impact of arts and arts organizations on lots of different communities. So if you go to their website, Creative Minnesota, they have studies where you can zoom in on certain towns and actually look at the dollar amount that the arts activities are bringing to the region. So that's one way to look at it, and that does make a huge impact. And what I also like to make sure is included in that conversation is how the arts really bridge the relationships that are needed to come up with the most authentic and homegrown and creative solutions to some of the challenges we might be facing. And the reason for that is that artists help us kind of reflect on the stories that come out of those challenges and the human-centered framing that we really need to address those issues. And the other thing that artists help us do is they really help us hold multiple truths. So when a community is perhaps divided on an issue, artists can really use their work, whether that's through an exhibit that, you know, shows a lot of different viewpoints, or through songwriting or poetry. They can really help us see that those multiple truths are what makes us stronger. And if we can really hold a place for those, I think we can get further in our communities.
So there's going to be many sessions. Tell us about them. What about the sustainable mending in our communities? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you asked about that, because there's sort of a serendipitous theme that we didn't plan for. So when we start the process of the Rural Arts and Culture Summit, we do an open call and we just ask, you know, the entire Rural Arts Network what they want to present. And we have several sessions that actually an artist that are working on kind of fashion and clothing making. And so the one you asked about, sustainable mending, is an artist from Baraboo, Wisconsin, and her name is Made Delgado. And this is one of the hands-on sessions. So several of them are kind of more traditional panels or workshops, but we always make sure to have sessions where you can actually sit down and make some art. And so Made is she's talking about kind of her approach to her textile art, and she is going to teach, I believe, some kind of sewing basics, but use that as a way to talk about, you know, how we choose our clothing and how we make decisions about what we wear, since it's a very, the clothing industry is pretty, extractive of the environment. And so she's really trying to facilitate a conversation about what it means to actually make your clothing, and also the way that that sewing can actually help us communicate across cultures, since that's a pretty shared art making process across all cultures.
I'm pretty impressed by the people who will be here and presenting ideas, in particular because it's rural, but also mm-hmm. women and Native voices. I wonder if you can talk about what you were striving to create for this summit.
Yeah, so one thing that we're seeing a lot that in the media, especially as the next election comes up, is we continue in our work at Springboard and in this field of rural arts and culture, we continue to see a lot of stereotypes in the media about who lives in rural places. And so we really work hard to lift up and amplify the voices of people that are sometimes left out of those narratives. And also we, believe that there's just a lot of amazing work being done by Native artists that can help us think more about what's possible for our future as a country. And so not to mention that Grand Rapids is, surrounded by several Native nations. So that's really important to recognize what that region all holds as far as its creativity and arts and culture. So we're featuring lots of Native artists in a lot of different ways. One person I'm really excited about is we've been working with Amber Bakanaga from the Bakanaga Social Club. And for our opening reception, she's going to do a little fashion show featuring some of their latest work. And so that's something we've never gotten to do at a Rural Arts and Culture Summit before, but I'm really looking forward to that. We also have Thomas X giving a talk about, he's a hip-hop artist from Red Lake, and he's giving a talk about how he uses hip-hop music to combat violence and drugs, and he works with youth in his community doing that. So there's several others. Another one that I think will be really interesting is Pamela Standing, who is giving a workshop about her work at the Minnesota Indigenous Business Alliance. So we're kind of looking at a lot of different ways that Native artists are contributing to their communities, but also contributing to larger conversations about just the future of rural places overall.
So, Michelle, who can attend this event?
Anybody. What I love about this event is that when you look down the list of attendees, you have what you would expect. So you have a lot of artists and a lot of leaders of arts organizations, but you also have farmers, you have people running chambers of commerce, tourism folks, health, preservation. And so when we plan the event, we always make sure that there's something for individual artists to get out of it and that there's something for people working in other fields of community and economic development. So what we like to kind of say is if you're interested in the future of rural places, and if you believe that we need as much creativity as possible to, to address our solutions, our challenges, and meet our potential, this conference is for you. So even if you're not an artist, we think that you will be really inspired attending this event, and you might leave with some new potential partners that that will help you with your next project. So
this is the fifth biennial Arts and Culture, Rural Arts and Culture Summit. What have you seen come out of past ones? What conversations or collaborations that you may not have expected?
Yeah, well, when we first started organizing it, so the first one was in 2011, and it was organized by some local arts organizations in the Fergus Falls area. And as we took it on and started working more across sectors with community and economic development folks, one thing that really surprised us was the national reach. So here we thought, this would kind of be an upper Midwest or Minnesota-based conference. But the very first time we organized it in 2013, we had people come from, I think, like 22 different states. So that's always been both the challenge and the really exciting thing about this is that now this year we have people coming from, I think, 27 states. And so I think the conversations that come out of using, having the event happen in a Minnesota community, we have a lot to be proud of here in Minnesota. And I think we also have a responsibility to share that with the rest of the country and why things are working well here, but also think critically about how we can do better. So that kind of juxtaposition of the really local focus where we're featuring a lot of Grand Rapids area artists and then the national folks that will be coming in and kind of, seeing what we have in common and what is different about the work we're doing in our communities. I think that's always the most powerful thing about this.
Well, we will be featuring conversations with the people involved in this and people who will be featured coming as we get closer to the summit. And KAXE, KBXE is very proud to be on the open house tour that first evening on Thursday night, where folks can stop by and see what we do here. A big part of our mission is supporting artists, whether it's music or visual artists or writers. And so we're so glad to be a part of this. It is coming up October 3rd through the 5th. Anyone can come to the open house, but you should go to Rural Arts. What's the website? What's the name of the website again?
Just ruralartsandculturesummit.com.
Okay. And that's Michelle Anderson. She's the Rural Program Director for Springboard for the Arts. Thank you so much. We just touched on a few of the things, but we'll be having more conversations as the event gets closer. Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you. We'll see you in October.
Sounds good. Again, everyone's invited to that open house Thursday, October 3rd at KAXE from 3 to 7 o'clock. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.